right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from Maker's Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this
place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylon to bring us down to possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because the guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Well, hello. Oh, well, hi. How are you? I'm good. He'd better be on his way to San Diego to get some fucking exclusives. No kidding. Because. Scape mule. Because, listen. Third chair empty today, folks. It makes me a little nervous. Yeah. It makes me a little scared when that chair is empty. Did you? I checked all the inventory. Everything's here. I was going to say, are we missing anything? Mics are here. Monitor is here. I'm fairly confident. Not the monitor. No, not the monitor, but I'm fairly confident all the equipment is here. That's good. So he better be on a plane to San Diego. That's all I'm saying. Hey, guess what? What? I heard from the gorgeous and beguiling Aileen, whatever her last name, whatever her last name is that she took from that guy she's married to. Already got one of my exclusives. Well, there you go. Look at Bang. That. Nice. Bang. Nice. I think I already have one of mine secured as well. So I'm C-3P ho. Nice. Very excellent. From Manly Toys. Very excellent. Look that one up, kids. Yeah. That piece is awesome. Jason Chalker. I love Jason Chalker. He's a swell cat. He is. He is. So this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff. 337. 337. And we're calling it Batman Day. Right, because it is the 75th anniversary of Batman. Yes. Yes, there's no specificness about this day at all. They were just like, what's a day that we can... Oh, Wednesday, new books, okay. It kicks off San Diego Comic-Con, and we could possibly have a big thing at San Diego? Perfect. On preview night? Yeah. Why on earth would they not make it tomorrow? Because I suspect it's really going to be the entire run of the convention. Look, you know what tonight is. Yep. Tonight's the mad dash to get as much of yo fucking exclusives as you can. So if you can, if you plan on doing anything else at the convention, you're online for those things. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Did you hear about the ticketing system that doesn't actually mean anything? No. They have bracelets now for Hall H. Yeah. But they don't guarantee you anything. They sort of tell you, like, if the hall is already booked. They were touting it as, like, Fast Pass, but for Hall A. Like, you could go and get a bracelet and then come back. But it... They don't do anything. But it's like a metric system. It's merely used as like a sheeple counter. But there are people that just live in Hall H.
There are. They camp out. Set up tents. They don't bathe. They stab each other with pens after a while.
Oh, yeah.
Things get ugly.
They become little societies.
That's right.
And they clash.
That's right.
Whovians versus Trekkies.
It gets ugly
none
fast.
Of, none of those things exist.
It gets Whovians, ugly real Trekkies. Fast.
It's just cosplayers.
Yeah.
And normal people, which there are none of at San
it's
Diego.
It's just real geeks and fake geeks,
that's
man.
That's it, man.
That's it. You're not a real geek.
Shut up. We're on that bandwagon. We went to, what was that party we went to?
It was that now defunct channel. G4.
Oh, it's G4, yeah.
Which but is now Esquire.
It was the, what you call it?
It was the G4 party.
Attack of the Show, wasn't it?
No, I think it was just G4
just
in
G4
general.
In general? Yes, oh, yes. Yeah. And remember how we were like, what the fuck are we doing in this hipster party?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
It was crazy.
It was bad juju.
And that was that the same? No, that wasn't the same year that we outed
who?
What's her name?
Olivia Munn?
Olivia Munn.
No, that was
phony.
That was after.
That was after, right?
That was years after. Yeah. 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 Actually,
phony.
No, that would be the last San Diego that I think I went to, because I immediately came home from San Diego and crashed into the back of a truck.
Oh, I remember.
And I haven't gone since.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
A little bit of bad luck, maybe.
I got some photos if you want to put those.
I got some photos, too. I look at them once a year to remind myself.
Yeah. Don't take the curves at high speed. Well, as it is Batman Day, we have absolutely no Batman news whatsoever to talk about. So, yeah.
Do we not have any? No, we don't. No, we don't have any actual comic
yeah, I mean,
type
let's,
stuff.
Yeah,
but
let's talk about, I mean, chances are your local comic recce is probably celebrating Batman Day. DC celebrated by giving out a free version, special edition of Detective Comics 27. Which has Bob Kane. Oh, I see. It's actually a montage issue, sort right. of a through the years look at the character. So that's why they chose this one.
I actually do have some Batman news.
Oh, you do?
Yes, but you can continue and then I'll
so they're giving that out. So check it out. You can get a little glimpse of Batman over the years. Bob Kane, Bill Finger, Brad Metzler, Brian Hitch, Scott Snyder, Sean Murphy, and Chip Kidd.
Ooh.
All involved in that one. So check that out. Also, you can receive at some of your finer comic book stores, I guess, who are participating, you can receive one of four sort of cardboard masks.
Right.
With eyes that you punch out of one of four Batman cowls.
So there's
the 60s right. TV Batman.
That's Adam West,
which is really cool. There's the, you know this one?
That's Frank Miller.
Frank Miller Batman, yeah. Yeah, Dark Knight Batman. And you know this one?
That is
Bob Kane.
Yes,
30s
okay.
Batman. And what would this one be?
I don't know. Zero Year?
I don't know either.
Is it Zero Year
is
maybe?
Is it Snyder? I'm not sure. Capullo.
How was preview night? I hope you got all of those excuses.
Yeah. Late. Real nice. Nice to show up on time.
Really? Really the one person who's never here on time? I'm 2 minutes late. I alert everyone to this. And,
and there's the wrap-up music.
And I'm going to get thrown under the bus. Oh, wait, my name. Never mind.
There's the wrap-up music. So we want to thank Scapegoat for stopping by for the last just 3 seconds.
Playing along.
So you can get one of these great Batman masks at your local comic book retailer celebrating Batman Day.
Is this the 75
thing? This is, yeah, Batman Day.
Bags
today.
Also. Batman flavored bags.
That's cool.
At your finer
some,
comic book
I want
stores.
Some Batman stuff.
I have some Batman related news.
Do you?
Yeah, two things actually. Thing number one is that it has now been confirmed officially that the movie universe and the TV universe are separate.
Wow,
we
what
win.
A stupid move.
So 100% separate.
Stupid
right.
move.
We win. You
Warner
lose,
Brothers.
But right.
In what way has that been confirmed?
I forget the name of the rep, but a rep from DC and Warner Brothers came out and said, yeah, no, they're different universes. I have the quote. I can find
it. I believe you. I just think it's so stupid. I can't even fathom it. That's how dumb an idea it is.
We will not be integrating the film and the television universes. And this is according to, Jeff Johns. So.
Oh.
That's pretty much as high as you get in the,
it's pretty
in
high
the food
up.
Chain.
Yep.
The other Batman-related news, and then I have some other DC-related news. The other Batman-related news, while I am not allowed to say anything other than what I am about to say,
uh-huh.
I did see the pilot episode of a particular show, And it was not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be, but I'm still not convinced I'm going to like it.
Is it Gotham?
It is Gotham.
And you saw the pilot?
I did see the pilot. And that's all I'm allowed to say. Okay. So there it is. We'll leave it there.
You liked it?
I didn't hate it.
Are you going to share it with Scapegoat and I?
I don't actually have it.
Oh, I see.
Nor do I have a way to get it to you.
Oh, I see.
But I was able to see it. So, nice. But that being said, let's move on to the other DC-related.
What's the thing that OG really likes that we can get a hold of that he can't see?
Oh, come on. Don't act like you've never seen a million things without me before.
That's petty. I'm not going
to
do that.
All those fun events you get to go to.
That reminds me, by the way, did you like Guardians? Because I thought it was a pretty good.
Guardians was amazing.
You guys go to the screening early this week? Yes, nice.
No, we didn't
go. I can't. I wish we could go.
We're going to go.
I know.
We haven't got the call yet, but we're
going. We're going.
I think, yeah, no, Scapegoat and I actually, I think, are going early.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think, right?
We'll see.
Last I heard.
Nice. I think so. That's awesome.
Like. But the hype is unreal.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I've heard a couple people say it's the best Marvel movie yet. I've heard a couple people say that it's
wow,
that it lives up to all the hype and then some. So
I'm gonna go the opposite direction and say I hope it doesn't suck.
Well, word on the street is that they're gonna green light the sequel the day the movie opens.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see if that actually happens or not.
Cool.
Some other DC-related stuff, though, since that's kind of where we were.
Sure.
The Rock.
Arsenal, sorry.
Yeah, Arsenal. We can do Arsenal first. Arsenal is definitely in season 3 of Arrow. His costume looks...
I feel like it's kind of spoilery that they did this.
We knew it was coming. I think we knew it was coming.
We knew it was coming, but still...
He got the mask at the end of season 2.
Yeah, but it's like a cool moment that they took away.
You know what,
just
though?
Just for promotional.
All right, I will say this, though. I'm glad at least that the channel in which it was leaked was an official channel. Not really leaked. The channel in which it was revealed was an official channel.
Yeah, okay.
As opposed to like some shitty like set photo
a
that
fake
popped
leak
up.
That they took a screenshot of and gave it to Latino Review or whatever.
Right, right. So the image of Arsenal in costume is actually going to appear on, was it next week's cover of EW or 2 weeks from now cover of EW?
It's a promo shot.
So it's a promo shot. It's legit. It looks pretty cool. In some ways, I think it looks better than Arrow's.
Yeah, it's pretty cool looking. They got some budget now, so you know.
They do have some budget now.
Yep.
The other thing is that this is a quote from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I will say this. There's a character out there that we're going to announce very soon that I'm going to play, and I'll just say this. The character has the power of Superman. He can throw down, just say the word. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
So he's confirmed.
Is he Darkseid?
He's confirmed that he's going to be playing Shazam.
Which is ridiculous.
Well, we had speculated for a long time
maybe
that he
Black
might
Adam.
Make
Black Adam.
Black Adam. Black
Everybody Adam. Wants him to play Black Adam.
Yeah.
But wait, the problem is still going to be in Dawn of Justice? How many fucking people are there?
Well, they haven't said that.
It's a standalone.
They have not said that.
No, it's a standalone.
I suspect it'll be standalone.
But
at least
Shazam is going to draw enough fucking attention to the box office. That movie will
with
flop
Dwayne
hard.
Johnson
with Dwayne
in
Johnson
it?
In the helm?
No fucking
that's
way.
The problem.
Yeah, he did. He sold G.I. Joe 2.
Oh, yeah.
No, no. Forget that. Hercules.
I bet you Hercules flops.
Really?
Absolutely.
The buzz is huge on that movie.
Absolutely. I bet you'd flop.
All right.
Maybe they're waiting to see how Hercules does before making the official announcement. Or maybe they're waiting for San Diego. It's one or the other.
They, San Diego. They said they're going to say
oh, they're going to make the official announcement at San Diego?
You know what else is weird they're announcing in San Diego?
What?
Fight Club 2.
No, that's been announced already.
It's been announced, but they're showing it. They showed teaser art from it. And Chuck Palahniuk has actually talked about this story and that there's going to be more at a panel at Comic-Con. And I'm really, you know, this is one of the
with
things.
Edward Norton?
This is one of the things.
Well, no,
it's a comic book. It's going to be
I think it's Dark Horse,
it's a
10-issue,
Dark Horse maxi series that he's writing. And all I can say is that's one thing that they should just leave alone.
Yep.
I didn't
that's
want a
one
sequel.
Thing?
I didn't want
you
a
know
sequel.
What?
No, it didn't need one.
The only reason
like
I'm interested.
The Matrix.
The only reason I'm interested is because Chuck Palahniuk's writing it. If he wasn't involved,
yes, that would,
I'd be like, this is someone taking his idea and making
wrong.
A shitty idea.
I'm still going to read it.
Yeah, of course.
But no part of me is like, oh, finally, the Fight Club sequel.
But where does it go?
Where does it go? It's 9 years in the future and in the past at the same time, apparently.
Right. But,
and Marla Singer and narrator are married and they have a kid, a 9-year-old.
But
narrator.
And Tyler Durden exists And the concept is Tyler Durden may not be just a figment of the net. Spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen or watched or read Fight Club.
What? What do you mean?
Yeah, Tyler Durden is could be around for centuries. Like, he's this mythic creature.
Oh, no. I see.
And not like superhero-y, but like the concept is that people have had
so
Tyler
So what
Durden's.
You're saying is that Chuck Palahniuk may have jumped the shark.
Well,
yeah, he did honestly, by saying this. I think I want to do a Fight Club sequel.
Honestly, you know, we don't. Who knows? We'll read it and we'll find out.
Who knows? Who knows? Well, I can statistically tell you who knows. 100% of the people in this room.
I don't want this to be made because Fight Club is so
good.
Why would they leave it?
Totally.
Why would they go back to it? But
The Matrix. The Matrix.
Yeah, the problem, the Matrix totally could have used some sequels. The problem is the sequels.
Right, yeah. They're right. It could have supported sequels.
Right. Fight Club, to me, is not a movie where it's like, they could totally go deeper with this idea. They just have to do it right. It's a, this was good, move on.
Right.
So the Matrix is, that's a really cool universe. There's more they could possibly explore here. And then they did it wrong.
Right, the open-endingness of Fight Club was perfect for Fight Club.
Yeah, it doesn't need to go any further.
You know, it left it all to your imagination, which is where it belonged.
Yeah, I just...
All right. Deborah Ann Woll.
Yep.
Has been cast as Karen Page in Netflix's Daredevil.
Thank God.
Well, I mean, because you like Deborah Ann Woll.
Well,
do you think she's good as,
absolutely,
as Karen Page?
Yeah, anything that keeps that hottie on TV, I'm down for
You're
that.
You're down with that?
What is her most famous role now?
True Blood.
True Blood. She's baby
She's
Vamp.
Jessica. On True Blood.
Oh, okay.
The hot redhead.
I know, yeah.
Who was almost sort of naked this week.
There you go.
That show is.
Isn't she the one where her husband is like
blind? And which I'm just like, dude, you just want to go up to him and be like, dude, listen,
you
I know
no
you're blind.
Yeah.
But you are the luckiest man on the planet.
That show is so terrible.
I don't
it
watch
is.
It anymore.
It
I've given up on that
it
show.
It is. But I watch it in the same way that I watch comedies.
I hate watch it because it's the last season and it's finally going to be fucking over.
Right.
Oh, well, there's that. But they're also just pulling out all the stops.
It's just, but the problem is all of the things that in other seasons I would be like, that's ballsy. It doesn't matter because we know it's over. So they're like killing all the main characters left and right, but who gives a shit?
Mm-hmm.
That fucking show.
Marvel has earmarked 5 dates now through 2019. Now we know they have plans through 2024. I think we talked about
it. Did we get
earlier?
A phone call about this? Should we play that phone call?
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah. We could play that phone call and then talk about this.
Yeah.
Hey guys, your super fan Steven, CLE Steven on Twitter. Want to appreciate the answers last week about the podcast. It's kind of funny your take on it, not to do it, but it's something that I want to do for fun, nothing that I'm too serious about. So the question was, is with Marvel making a deal for 5 additional movies, do you guys have any speculation as to what those movies might be? I've heard some rumors as Guardians of the Galaxy 2 possibly being one of them. Just trying to see what you think. And I know Marvel released 5 minutes of an extended preview of Guardians of the Galaxy. I know that OG wasn't going to watch it, not to spoil it. I want to know if Big Kev or Scapegoat had seen it and what their thoughts or impressions were. It looks really good, and I can't wait to see it. Other than that, you guys have a good one. Thank you very much.
Yes, so there you go.
Yeah. So can we open with not every person that calls this show is super fan fill in the blank.
Listen, all the super fans have to enter an arena.
That's it.
And only
I think
one
Scapegoat
stands.
Had the best idea.
Sorry, bid on it.
Bid on it.
Highest bidder wins super fan
highest,
for the year.
Highest donation to the Big Kev's Geek Stuff Begathon looking for the title of super fan. You will have it. And then you know
some of
the
super fans have already bid. So there you go.
Do you know what we will do?
What?
We will edit out any use of the term superfan.
That's right.
From not
from
that
any
super
phone
fan.
Call that
is not the official
superfan. The
fan.
Person who is actually
there you
the
go.
Super fan.
There you go. That works.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
But he did say that we had a reaction to something. I didn't catch what
Well,
it
he
was.
Wanted to know what we thought about the 5 new dates for Marvel.
Well,
and he wanted to know about
I
Guardians.
Oh, yeah, Guardians. Well,
I'm not watching the 5 minutes.
I'm not either, nor did I choose to watch the 20 minutes, which I also
I'll wait
amazing.
The week and a half at this point.
Absolutely.
Is
we're
that
so
next,
close to...
That's not next week, is
yes,
it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
No, it's next week.
August 1st.
August 1st.
Yeah, we're so close at this point that I went dark a while ago yeah. except for the accidental 15-second dark you know, yeah. teasers on TV, and I'm just gonna wait for the
I've even avoided the Q&A's, everything. Yeah, I've just gone
there's
dark.
There's so much yeah. of it now. I bet half the movie is probably out there.
You more. Know what though? I will say this: and the bunch of the trailers that I had seen prior, a lot of it was the same footage.
Yeah,
you know, there was only there was only seconds.
Right.
Of different footage.
There's
between.
More footage.
So
out
right.
Now.
So I missed the 5 minute. I avoided the 20 minute because obviously that was probably going to be more than we had seen prior. Right. I'm content with waiting at this point.
So let's put this out there: is Guardians going to be a great movie, or is it such a shitty summer that it's like if you're starving and somebody gives you a cracker?
I legit believe it's going to be a great movie.
Listen,
the response so far has been outstanding.
I totally agree, and apparently the test audience is. Tested higher than the last three Marvel yeah. films. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to see it. I just was wondering what you guys thought about that.
No.
Now if I had said that last week,
right,
I would have been. I probably would have been more on it, except for the fact that Scapegoat and I saw Planet of the Apes since then.
Right.
Holy shit!
Amazing. Yeah. I've heard nothing but great things about that as well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. We didn't talk about it. Did we talk about this already?
No, you saw it after last
okay.
week's show.
Okay, spoiler alert.
Do we want to address the rest of his phone call first?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we should do that. Right. Sorry.
So the five dates that yes. Marvel has now announced.
Five dates.
Which is July 28th, 2017, November 3rd, 2017, July 6th, 2018, November 2nd, 2018, and May 3rd, 2019. They haven't announced what the movies are. They've just picked the dates.
Okay. But we don't know if these are different than movies they've already announced.
Well, they haven't really officially announced. I think one of them is Doctor Strange.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think one of them will end up being Guardians 2.
Agreed.
Ant-Man has a date already.
Oh, it does?
Ant-Man has a date
Avengers
already.
Avengers 3.
Avengers 3 has a date already.
Okay.
Avengers 3 and Cap 3 has a date already as well.
Right.
Or Cap 3 opens against... Dawn of Justice, same day.
So
and Marvel went on record this week as saying we're not backing down. So we'll
I thought
see.
Dawn of Justice abandoned their day
no.
and Cap filled it.
Nope.
Oh.
Black Panther.
So Black Panther's a possibility. Robert Downey Jr. in an interview yesterday said, yeah, I'm open to an Iron Man 4 if everything is right, which is different than everything else he has been saying up till now. So that's a possibility. Maybe he knows. Maybe you know he knows something that we don't.
Well, you know what's great about that too. If you read the Entertainment Weekly article,
what
about the Avengers movie? Well, it's all. I mean, besides giving basically the plot of the movie away, they are kind of setting the groundwork for pushing this set of guys a little bit into the background,
sure,
and allowing new guys to move forward.
Yep.
That's what I view it as. I don't know if you guys
Hulk movie
read that.
Standalone?
No.
Still has not been announced, nope. But they keep on saying, well, maybe, sort of, maybe, so maybe. I don't know. I think we'll find out at least two or three at the Marvel panel this week.
Well, he gets...
But we'll see.
The hot rumor on the Hulk is that he gets blasted out into space in one of the Avengers jets or something at the end of this movie.
Fahey again has said... No Planet Hulk.
I know. I'm just saying.
So I know, but I'm just saying. Again,
I totally agree. I don't think they could do a Planet
he
Hulk
said,
and have
no
it work.
Planet Hulk, no World War Hulk, whatever. None of that. No Hulk. I will say one thing about the Guardians teaser. This because James Gunn chimed in the Hulk thing too, and he said no Hulk.
Right.
The people who got to see the early screening did not get to see the after credit stinger. It was pulled from the early screening.
Right.
So that is still
significant.
A mystery and somewhat significant.
It's what's going to tie it to Avengers 3.
Of course.
Which, after this movie is a humongous hit, I imagine somehow, some way, there's a Guardians tie-in in Avengers 3. If it's an appearance or something like that.
Absolutely.
All right. You want to talk about apes?
Yeah, let's just do that really quick. Fucking amazing. OG, I mean, Scapegoat, back me up.
It was good.
It was plot point for plot point. It's Battle for the Planet of the Apes. So for those of you who are not apophiles, Battle for the Planet of the Apes was the last ape movie made in the 70s, and it was fucking awful. It was terrible. It was by far the worst of all the movies, and they've remade it in this universe, and it was brilliant. absolutely brilliant.
I thought it was really well done.
Yeah.
I think the effects itself, it took me a couple minutes to, I think it was the 3D. It took me a couple minutes for it to be believable. Like all the still images and everything. I thought it looked amazing. And then when it started in 3D, it was a little eh, but then I got used to it pretty quickly.
Yeah, it was.
But it looks amazing. I hope it gets nominated.
Circus. So do I. So do I.
Circus gets nominated. It's really well done.
Totally. And so wide open for the third movie.
Yeah, I have no idea where they're going to go with this.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Are they trying to get to humanoid ape land? Are they sticking with straight intelligent primate? Like,
you want to know what I think they're going for? Honestly, yeah. I think they're going for the wreck that finally sort of sets the scene for Taylor's return to the planet in a possible fourth movie.
Taylor's return?
Yeah. Colonel Taylor, who you see flying up in the spaceship, who is Charlton Heston's character in the original.
Yeah.
In Rise of the Planet of the Apes or Dawn or whichever was the first one.
Oh, right.
You see it on the TV. They talk about his mission and leaving Earth. And that's what I think they'd love to get to a point where
they
that's
bridge
what
the movie
for the four. Yeah. For the fourth movie to be almost a remake of the 68 Planet of the Apes. Yeah. That's what I would think.
That makes sense. So this next movie is going to be a bridge.
I think the next one is the war.
Okay.
Between the humans and the apes, where the apes win.
But what I think that makes this movie so interesting is that it is a thought provoking movie about humanity and the importance of guns. It's not people shooting guns. It's how big a deal guns are in the first place. Like as opposed to just they build tension and a reason for you to care about things before they start exploding shit, which makes it more thought provoking than a general blockbuster. Which is why I was kind of impressed.
Yeah,
with,
totally.
But yeah, definitely go see it. Don't want to beat it to death.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Some more Flash casting.
Ooh.
Some more villains. Captain Cold has been cast, which makes sense because he's a pretty significant Flash character.
I don't know how they're going to make them arrowy realistic because all of Flash's rogue gallery are ridiculous.
Well, listen to the next one.
They're absolutely ridiculous on purpose.
Mirror Master.
Yeah, like, I mean.
Well, the next one is Plastique. Which is it's a fetching young redhead who was a bomb specialist with the army before she was injured by an IED in Iraq. Since being exposed to the central city explosion, she can turn any object into a bomb with just the touch of her hand.
Really, Gambit?
Flash is clearly getting away from the
realism.
But let's be honest, I think Arrow started to slip away from it a little bit too.
Yeah, but
with the Mirakuru and some of that stuff.
But they still make it grounded and believable in Arrow. Like Mirakuru is, it's a magical serum but they try to make it sort of real with, it's genetic research and blah, blah, blah.
But by just doing the Flash as a character, unless his superpower was he had really fast skates, you've already introduced powers into the universe.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with introducing powers.
Right.
I'm saying that his rogues gallery, from what I know, and it's not a lot. I haven't read much of the comic. I know a lot of it from some of the animated series.
Right.
I've looked stuff up.
You're right.
It's more than just I watched Justice League. They're fucking ridiculous characters. Like Captain Boomerang.
Captain Boomerang.
Just like, how do you fit that into a more real...
Look, they could be selective.
I mean, that's the answer. You just told me. She's actually worked in the military and et cetera. Because they all get their powers
that's
based
what they're
on this
try.
Event.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, okay.
And
we'll see. I enjoyed the pilot, so I think there's a lot,
They don't explain how they're bringing Captain Cold onto the show, but they could find ways to downplay the silliness of some of the characters.
Yeah.
And do it.
We know they're okay with renaming them, so maybe they don't call it Captain
Like the
Boomerang,
Card Gang or whatever.
Royal Flush Gang?
Royal Flush Gang.
Yeah.
In the comic books, they looked like... They look like playing cards from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Like they figured out they could figure out ways to kind of ground them a little bit while maintaining that fantasy element.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some Star Wars stuff.
Yay! Rebels extended trailer.
Looks awesome.
Amazing.
I can't wait for it.
It is Firefly in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. It looks great. Absolutely looks great.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that trailer, and I think the pilot episode actually is going to debut at San Diego.
Probably.
I know it
premieres in the fall on Disney XD, and the toys actually go on sale, I think, next month.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
It premieres on Disney proper and Disney XD, and then switches over to just Disney XD.
Oh.
They're doing it like they did Clone Wars. There's going to be a movie.
Oh, really?
Like a two-hour movie or an hour-and-a-half movie.
Not in the theater, though.
No.
That's what they did.
Unlike Clone Wars, right. A movie and then the TV show like a couple weeks later. So that's launching. And then let's talk about the Force for the Change video with the new X-Wing. Or the modified X-Wing. Well, they've confirmed that it's definitely closer or more based on the Macquarie concept.
Yes.
Which you could tell just by looking at it.
Yep.
It's clearly based on the Macquarie concept. Someone, I don't know if I read it online or perhaps it came from a listener because I was talking to some fans online about this, but someone said that the premise behind that X-Wing is that it's supposed to be a model of the X-Wing that resurfaces in the movie, but is really old. Now, I think that doing the Macquarie version of the X-Wing ties in very nicely to the Macquarie influence in Rebels.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I think that we're going to see this version of the X-Wing in Rebels.
Yeah, I wouldn't be
surprised.
Then
it will become some sort of nostalgic,
right,
special thing in Episode 7,
right,
in some capacity. Maybe there's a tie-in
that makes sense.
Through a character or something.
Wedge. Yeah. No, but Wedge said he's not doing it, so it's got to be somebody else.
So, but it's cool. It looks cool. All right, let's get on to the ridiculous news this week. Manimal.
What?
Have you heard about this?
Yeah. Do you remember who starred in Manimal?
Sony Pictures. I don't remember who the star was.
Manimal was a TV show.
I remember the TV show.
Okay, I don't remember the name.
I remember they brought the character back for that other show. For one episode of that other show.
I don't know what the other show
was. It was a comic book, too. Nightman or...
No, Manimal, not the same thing.
I think so.
No.
I think
this
so.
This was an early 80s TV show starring some dude as Manimal and a friend of this program, Melody Anderson.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm sorry. It actually is in my news.
Oh, yes?
Simon McCorkindale.
There's a name.
Played Manimal, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But he reprised the character in an episode for the show Nightman, which was based on the Malibu comic series.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I didn't remember that.
So Will Ferrell and Adam McKay are helming the project. No word if Will Ferrell is starring in the project.
God, no.
Although, of course, he's going to play Manimal.
Never
and they're
know.
Saying it's going to be blended live action and CGI
for
an action comedy tone.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Manimal.
But why?
You want to hear also why?
Why?
Westworld.
What is going
starring on? Starring Anthony Hopkins and Evan Rachel Wood.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Yep.
This is interesting, though.
Yeah, Bad Robot is working on it. It's going to be for HBO. It's based on, of course, Michael Crichton's original novel, which was also in a movie back in
60-something.
No.
Wasn't it?
No, I think it was like 70-something.
Westworld, I think, is a 60s movie.
What? Okay.
Late 60s.
I don't have the IMDb in front of me, but anyway.
Scapegoat to look at it. And it's called Yul Brynner.
And there was a sequel.
Yeah.
To it as well.
Uh-huh.
Future World, which I did not know.
Yeah. That one was done in the 70s.
But
it was terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I like Bad Robot. The premise behind Westworld isn't terrible. The movie was terrible. The premise was okay, I guess. It was an amusement park with themed lands. Right? And they were, it was animatronic.
Yep.
1973.
There you go.
Was Westworld?
Yeah.
What was Future World? I thought Future World was 73 and Westworld was like 69.
And the premise is that the androids go bad, more or less, and start killing people.
76 is Future World.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
There you go.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised you don't remember that, OG, being in high school and all.
Oh, yeah.
When that came out.
Yeah, it was a...
College, right?
Young whippersnapper back then. I think that's all I had. I have some toy and San Diego-related stuff, but we could save that.
Well, why don't we take our first break and then blow through some of that stuff? Because it's too darn hot. Oh, wait,
it is pretty toasty. Although this summer, very mild compared to other summers.
I was hoping you were going compared to last winter.
Oh, well, yes.
Because holy shit.
Well, yeah, anything was mild compared to last winter.
And with that, OG, let's take our first break on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, number 337, Batman Day. I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the second annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson. Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians and possibly Mersh if you could get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds would go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
You should have AC on that whole break.
On that whole break? That 30 seconds would have really cooled this room down.
And there is a coupon code.
No.
The coupon code.
There's no longer a coupon code.
No.
That coupon code is defunct.
No.
Dead.
Is that right?
It is
okay,
dead.
All right. Superpower collectibles.
That store is dead.
Did I not get the right
show? We're working on
some new sponsors.
Did I not get the new? No.
What we need to talk about.
Speaking
of
sponsors,
yes.
You could be our sponsor.
You could be our sponsor.
For New York Comic Con.
That's right.
Which we hope to be at.
That's right.
With your help.
Closer every day.
Closer every day.
We are now.
Thanks to the lovely superfans.
That's right.
Only one of you can.
The super fans.
Yeah.
We have thus far raised $375.
Yeah.
So.
It's not bad.
So we have some incentives.
Of our $10,000 yes. goal.
Oh, no. $1,250 was what we set the goal at. Yes.
$12,500 goal.
And, you know, if we hit that goal, I've got some other things that I need to talk to you about logistically that I would love to do.
Oh, awesome.
So I'm getting excited
for
this potential booth that we could have at New York Comic Con.
That's good. Yeah, we can definitely do a lot of awesome stuff. But again. We need your help.
So we have some incentives.
Yes.
All right. So
first of all, how can they get involved?
They could go over to the website,
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
That's right. They could find either the current episode post,
yep.
the post in the blog section, or just the big fucking button on the front page.
So click
the PayPal button.
Click the PayPal button
and make a donation.
Make a donation.
It's
any
that
amount.
Simple.
Any amount. But we recommend that it's over $10.
That's right.
And we're going to tell you why.
That's right. So. If you make a donation, $10 or more, and if you've already made a donation, you are in the drawing. If you make a donation of $10 or more, I'm going to say the first three donations of $10 or more that we get after the show goes live.
Okay.
So it's a competition. It's a race to the finish.
All right.
I will pick one person from all of the donations,
mm-hmm.
or three people from all the donations, and you will get one of three toys donated to us from a lovely... Suburban Vinyl. These are the Superstars, Comic Book Superstars series from Casual Friday. The three figures are the Phantom, Ash from Army of Darkness, and RoboCop.
This is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, they're kind of cool. They're little mini PVC figures.
Nice.
They are in resealable packaging. They are not in resealable packaging. They are in
resealable packaging.
Yeah. No, they had the flap on the bottom that's taped, but the top is glued. So that's odd. But they're cute figures. They are, like I said, PVC figures.
Uh-huh.
They are from Casual Friday and Suburban Vinyl. So the first three donations, $10 or more. Once we hit those three donations, I will pick three people from all the donations that we've received thus far.
Yep.
Everybody that's donated
only the
thus
ones
far,
over $10.
Everybody that's donated this far has donated over $10.
You so nickel and not, dimers.
No worries.
You're out.
Hey, we'll even take the nickel and dimers. You're just not entered to win the drawing.
Yes.
So there's that. And then even more incentive.
Ooh.
Let's say we get to $500 in donations.
We can do that.
We can do that.
We can do that.
It's $125 more from where we are now.
Not that bad.
Date with scapegoat.
I will pick one person.
That's at the $1,500 mark. Right.
I will pick one person.
Stretch goal.
Stretch goal, $1,500, David Scapegoat, at New York Comic Con.
Deal.
He'll take you. You can take him to Chipotle.
All right.
One person, no matter how big or small your donation is,
mm-hmm.
one person from all the donations received that get us to the $500 goal, we were going to be giving away a Mama's Boy Friday the 13th custom resin piece donated by Chris Dolfer at Kidding Industries.
Awesome.
So that's some good incentives to get you to 500. No?
That is really cool.
So there you go.
I'm excited.
Make donations.
Make them.
All right. Let's move forward with the show.
Shall we?
You want to do some bookie book stuff? And then I have some San Diego-y stuff.
Yeah, I want to do bookie book stuff on Batman Day. Are you kidding?
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Anytime now.
Okay. So first thing you should check out from Jeffrey Brown. It's the latest in his sort of little Star Wars books that he's been doing.
Good Night, Darth Vader.
This one's called Good Night, Darth Vader.
This is the third one, is that correct?
Yes. Okay. The other two were...
They were the Luke and Leia books.
Yeah. I can't remember what they were now. But
Darth Vader and Son, Darth Vader and Daughter, or something like that.
Well, this one is, if I can read the flavor text.
Go for it.
Episode Bedtime.
Oh, no.
Darth Vader's parenting skills are tested as young Luke and Leia won't go to sleep. Can he calm them by reading a story featuring Han Solo, Yoda, Boba Fett, and others as they settle down for the night?
Aw.
Dun, dun, dun. So it's adorable. A little square book. The art is really cute, as it always is.
I do enjoy the first book.
Yeah, the images are really funny.
Me and my son do read it.
It's a lot of characters that you enjoy going to sleep. That's what they're all going to sleep is kind of the thrust of it. Going to run you, what, $15?
Oh, that's not bad.
Little storybook.
I wonder if he's going to be at New York again this year. He was at New York last year.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And I got him to sign my book.
I think he signed one for me as well. While we're talking about Star Wars, I'll do other Star Wars things. The Star Wars.
That's right. I did read that.
Which is the trade paperback based on the original rough draft screenplay by George Lucas.
That's right. Han Solo was a lizard.
Yeah, this is going to be one of the last Dark Horse Star Wars things. It's too bad, too, because this looks really amazing.
It was good. It was a good read.
I didn't read it yet.
I did read it. I read it as it was coming out.
Oh, you did?
I did.
You purchased each individual?
I did. I made an exception. I make some exceptions.
Really?
Once in a while.
I also picked up the DK Star Wars Rebels, the visual guide, characters, weapons, vehicles, and locations.
Wow. They're not holding back.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this then.
Is this spoilery?
Have you gone through that yet?
No, I haven't.
Is that X-Wing in there?
Looking. Well, in my initial flip, everything looks somewhat sort of familiar. I don't think there's going to be a lot of surprises in
there. Yeah, okay.
It's probably in there, though.
All right.
If they're trying to cross it over, it could be in there. And then lastly, a non-Star Wars product. Oh, I should say, sorry, that one's from the Rebels books from DK. Gonna run you $17.
That's not bad.
It's just weird just how expensive that little book is. And the Star Wars, The Star Wars, Volume 1, you're looking at $20 for that one.
Original created content versus content pulled from the
All right.
Show. I'm just trying to think it through.
It makes sense. Yeah.
It's okay. I'm about to blow your mind because Marvel, as usual, nowhere near planet Earth with regards to anything. But I had to get it. It's the Abnett and Lanning.
No pun intended. Nowhere near Earth. Yeah.
Abnett and Lanning version of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. Now this is the team that formed after Annihilation Conquest that actually brought this current iteration of Guardians together.
This is before, I think, isn't it?
No, because I think Annihilation Conquest leads into this.
I think it's the other way.
Star-Lord has his own book in Annihilation Conquest, and there is not a Guardians book, I believe.
Sure, okay. Yeah. Well, in any event, this is the book that I used to talk about on this program, and you and the other bastard Fantastic used to be like, why are you reading that book? You're the only person on the planet reading that book. Well, looky here. Issues 1 through 12, and guess what? It's surprisingly only $35.
Oh, wow.
Only $35.
Is it printed on newspaper paper? Because that would be
perfect. I know, because that would be perfect, but no, it isn't. So, yeah, definitely check that out.
So it's the Tremé of comic books. That's what you're saying.
They treated it like the Tremé, and where are we now? That's all I'm saying. So definitely check that out. And then also just solicited, I think last month, but I didn't mention it. It's Guardians 3000. This is actually the Guardians of the Galaxy from our youths.
Right.
Montanex, Charlie 27, right. Yondu, and so forth. Yeah. So that's actually going to come out. I'm going to read that in trades as well.
Before we get into San Diego
bookie stuff.
I just wanted two other products, that are not San Diego related. Doc A, has a release. It's either this week or next week. Have you seen these? The mechanical androids that he has? The Android platform?
Yeah.
He's got this, he's got these pieces now with gears on the front. And as you turn the gears on the front, the head of the android actually moves.
That's kind of cool.
They're awesome.
Weird.
The information for that is on his blog. I will post a link to that.
Okay, definitely do that.
The other thing I wanted to mention, thanks to one of our ubiquitous clandestine informants, we retreated to a sneak peek.
Oh, yes, I heard that.
Now, these were kind of announced, but I don't think we knew exactly what they were. But we now know exactly what will comprise the Science Fiction Icons Mystery Miniseries 1 by... Funko.
And I only need three of them. Well, three or four
them. I need five of them.
What five?
I need...
Well, why don't you list them first, and then let's see if Scapegoat can guess which ones we want.
I don't think it's going to be hard for you to figure out which five I need.
All right.
Metaluna
Mutant. No, wait, hold on. Scapegoat, you need to pay attention here, because this is a quiz.
Metaluna Mutant, RoboCop, Spock, Blood Spattered Predator, Robbie the Robot, Clear Predator, Metallic Alien, so from the movie Alien, The Rocketeer, Regular Alien, Malcolm Reynolds, Judge Dredd.
Definitely Malcolm Reynolds.
Jane Cobb, Glow in the Dark Tron, Regular Tron, Mars Attacks Martian, and Regular Predator.
Okay, I want four of those, and OG wants five.
Yep.
Go. Cool.
Scapegoat?
Absolutely not.
None of them?
I want Mal and Jane.
Uh-huh. No
I kidding. Want both Trons.
Uh-huh.
And I want Rocketeer.
That's almost the same list as me. I want both Trons, the Rocketeer, and I want the Mars Attacks alien, because I think he looks really
cool. He does look really cool. He does look really cool. But these are great. They're going to be somewhere in the $5 or $6, I think, a piece, although I'll probably just seek them out unblindboxed, because I don't like blind boxed. Yeah, but,
exactly.
Yeah, but yeah. I will seek them out via the eBay. All right, now some what's it called? Some San Diego exclusives I wanted to talk about real quick. 3D Retro has some cool ones that I saw. Return of the, is it the Evil Fett? What is it? It's the Evil Knievel Boba Fett figure, yeah, uh-huh. Right? That looks really awesome. They also have the OTMFG, their little robot icon. They have those glow-in-the-dark versions that are going to be available.
I saw a bucket of those. Did you see a wheelbarrow or whatever it was?
Yes.
They're like $2 a piece.
The Liberty Mouseketeer is going to be available as well. I think we'll have one of those in studio hopefully next week to discuss. October Toys has some pretty cool exclusives. They have
Brocatel.
Yeah, no. They have three different sets of OMFG figures. I'll post links to those. Different colorways
of series
that we've already seen. They also have the Beast Brothers Calaverdas, which is that kind of stylized skull that the Beast Brothers
like purple,
put out.
Right?
And it's purple because the Toy Break exclusive color is always purple. So that's
really, why is that?
Pretty awesome. Also, they have the metal Skeleton Warriors
weapon set,
weapon
right?
pack. Yeah, they look awesome.
Yeah,
they look awesome. And I think they're taking pre-orders now too
on skeletons
for Skeleton Warriors. So
cool.
So check that out.
Cheeky dope.
If you're at San Diego,
and of course, if you are around Thursday night at 8 p.m. Room 32AB, Toy Break presents Making It Happen, an independent toy design panel featuring George Gaspar, Scott Tolleson, Dave Bondi, Carlos East from, again, the Beast Brothers. Spanky Stokes is going to be there.
Aileen
is moderating.
I actually will be there also.
Will you be there?
Yeah.
In spirit?
In spirit, yeah.
How will you be there?
I will never be there.
No,
because it's San Diego, and I'm never going back, ever.
I know. When is San Diego going to learn?
Never.
From,
right there. What are you even going on
when
for?
When is San Diego going to learn from BlizzCon?
Yeah.
Right? And make the event pay-per-view. BlizzCon used to do a 3-day pay-per-view event. You would pay.
Yeah.
And they would stream it on pay-per-view for like 8 or 9 hours a day.
Is it free now?
It's not free. How is it free?
All the coverage.
No, not all of the coverage is free. Remember, they don't actually put all the panels up. They only put some of the panels up. If some company, let's say EW, who's covering San Diego, by the way, for SiriusXM. Let's say EW decided to do a pay-per-view event, and they did all the panels. They did on-the-floor interviews. They did some just some general coverage. I'd actually pay, I think, for 3 or 4 days worth of coverage, a pay-per-view event. I think it would be worthwhile.
If they really wanted to, they should partner with Twitch or one of those guys.
Yeah, well, somebody. I don't care who it is.
Right.
But how have they not figured out a way to do this yet? It's a huge revenue stream.
Yeah.
And it's not stopping anybody from going. It's not deterring ticket sales. Because so many people want to go each year that can't go. So let's say one guy that's pissed off that they're now streaming it doesn't decide to buy a ticket. Five other people are going to try to buy that ticket.
Yeah.
So it's a revenue stream that I think they're missing out on.
I think they're
on.
Worried about leaks of stuff.
Yeah, but I think so much of the stuff is online
anyway.
You can't
get exclusives over TV, son.
Right, so you still don't get exclusives. Maybe certain video segments you still
they cut,
don't show.
Like the Marvel panel, they cut the trailer.
They cut
stuff.
It. But the actual panel itself, none of that stuff is a secret. That shit's reported on within 15 minutes of the panel ending.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point.
I'm saying I, as a consumer, would pay, you know, $100 for 4 days worth of streaming to watch it online or through a cable provider.
I would not pay $100, but I respect you know what I'm saying? The thought.
How many days? Definitely...
It's 4 or 5 days now.
$8.
5 days.
$8, $10
For potentially how many hours of coverage each day?
It's a good point.
I think it might be worth it.
Preview night, man.
That's not true. Look, preview night is becoming just as important as almost any other day now.
For getting exclusives.
Panels. No, they have panels and events on preview night now. Yeah. There's shit that goes down, sir. All right.
It's a good idea.
I wanted to talk about one other company's exclusives. Pobber Toys. We've actually talked about some Pobber stuff. I know. We're almost done. We've talked about some Pobber stuff in the past because they've done some releases with Doc A.
It's okay. Slow down. We don't have to rush.
Specifically, they have a Scott Tolleson release this year that I'm really interested in. It's the Ivy Lee statue, which is a return to Scott's pinup artwork and that kind of style of statue. It's an 8-inch tall resin statue. I'll post a picture of it, but it's in Scott's style. It's pretty awesome. When you see it, you'll understand the name behind Ivy, because there was some inspiration to Poison Ivy in the color scheme of this particular statue.
Is it green and red?
This is the San Diego exclusive. It is green and red. This is the San Diego exclusive of the statue. There is the original colorway, Bella Lee, is coming at some point later down the road. They also have a Gary Hamm exclusive.
So wouldn't this technically be the original colorway because it's coming first?
No, because this is, I think the regular colorway is going to have a larger run.
Okay.
And this is just debuting at San Diego.
I see.
The regular colorway will not be at San Diego. So
gotcha.
You know what I mean? A Gary Hamm piece. If you don't know Gary Hamm's artwork, the totem piece that he's done is really cool. I'm trying to think of the name of the bat figure that he did that was really cool that I wanted. But
did he do those totem pieces?
That's like five toys that apart, they go together.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Yeah, Gary Hamm. Sylvan. This is a little wooden creature, limited to 50 pieces. Those are going to be 70 a piece. And I think they have one or two other more. But yeah, check out Pobber Toys. Check out all their exclusives at San Diego. And I think that might be it. I think we could probably wrap up the show. Of course, you hear the music playing.
I'm sorry. I fainted for a moment.
That's all right. It is a little hot in there.
Holy crap. This wasn't Batman Day. This may have been the too darn hot episode.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have most of our episodes online and available for
you.
Of course, the PayPal button is there. Please donate.
Please.
Get us the New York Comic Con.
Please.
We'd love to go and provide you coverage. And I have some big plans if we can actually make it happen.
Please.
And make it work out. Of course, we had a voicemail earlier in the show.
Yes. Thank you, superfan fill in the blank.
That's right. If you'd like to participate in the show by leaving a voicemail, you can do so by calling
425-920-6050.
You didn't say GVM line.
I did not say it.
That's why he wasn't prepared.
The GVM line.
At
425-920-6050.
And now you drop the ball.
Whatever.
It's on hot. The group one.
Listen, it's hot. I'm sweating profusely. I'm wearing pants.
You're sweating like meatloaf.
I'm wearing pants. It's disgusting. But anyway.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Like a bat out of hell.
I think that's it. Oh, really? Anything else?
More goddamn meatloaf jokes.
Like a greaser from the freezer? anything else? Are we?
No, I think that's everything. So we'll bring this episode, number 337 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, to a close the way we all end all episodes, by saying good night, James Garner, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone.